Rock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Numbers, if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning, we are live here, 402-558-1110 in the metro area, 888-250-2091, anywhere across the United States of America. Roger will pick up the dime for you. He'll pay for the call. It works out nice. 888-250-2091. Generous. Thank you very much, Roger. All right. So last week, if you missed the program, as always, they are archived on the website. Yes, I know the radio show page needs a remake. We're in the process of working on that. We had to wrap up a client job. You know, you got to finish the client's work before you can work on your own stuff. You know, kind of like the plumber's pipes kind of thing. I went to that page the other day and I'm like, I can't find the most recent Compute This show. So how the heck am I supposed to ask you to find it? So if you want to check it out before we change it, it's at schrockinnovations.com. Click on radio show. But basically, I'm going to say, let's make it simple and put, like, you know, the newest show really big on top. You know, yay. You know, call-in numbers can go down a little lower, you know, because people who are on that page are probably watching the archive show. They're not calling in. But if you want the numbers, they're there. You scroll down a little bit. See? So the trying to get the most important information to the top. So we're working on that. We're going to get that done for you. Last week, though, we told you about the newest privacy browser for Windows, the Duck browser. I know a lot of you are familiar with DuckDuckGo, the search engine. You may have the Duck browser on your mobile device, but it hasn't been available for Windows until now, and now it is. So if you like the Duck browser, you can use it on Windows and help protect your privacy now. We also explained what the deal was with Threads, and we're going to have an update for you on the show today about this. Threads, of course, is Meta's answer to Twitter, the Twitter killer. to destroy the free speech platform of Elon Musk. I love how it, you know, Twitter, it's always like Twitter, comma, the free speech platform. When did you ever think in your life somebody would refer to Twitter as the free speech platform? You know, it's like, not quite. Also, we shared a story that illustrates why Sophos is hands down the only antivirus software that you should run. In a nutshell, guys, it was crazy. Former subscriber, somebody who hasn't subscribed for months, still was running the outdated software on their computer, and it picked up something. And they weren't in our dashboard anymore because they weren't subscribers anymore, so we didn't get an alert. But Sophos Central, you know, the company Sophos, the multi-million dollar company, they got an alert. And they took the time. They have a dedicated person. They took the time to call us and tell us one of our customers was in trouble. And then through the wonders of science and technology, we were able to figure out who that person was, and we were able to reach out and contact them. Now, I'm not saying you should just let your Sophos expire because you're going to be safe anyway. The virus got into her computer and was doing things. That's why she was in trouble. That's why it was so urgent. It was phoning home for a ransomware attack. Well, you don't want that to happen. So if you can keep it off the computer, that's a win. But if, you know, you have a company that is so dedicated to the security of your system that even if you stop paying the bill, this is like if you don't pay your doctor for taking care of you and then you get sick and you call the doctor and the doctor's like, you deadbeat, you know, but I took an oath. Damn it, Jim. You know, he goes in and helps you out anyway. Not that I've ever done that to a doctor. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Last week, we took a lot of phone calls, and I'm hoping that we have a lot of phone calls this week as well. Now, coming up on the program today, I've got some important stuff for you to listen to here because I'm going to tell you how to win a free Schrock Intrepid laptop. That's the Solid State Intrepid. It is an $800 laptop, and we're giving one away for free. We're going to tell you how to win that coming up on the program. Also, when is the right time to move to Windows 11? That sounds like one of those, like, I don't know. If I saw a story that said, when is the right time to move to Windows 11? I would just go past it because it doesn't seem very interesting, right? It is actually a really important question to ask if you're still on Windows 10. And I'm going to explain to you why that is coming up on the program today. Also, I spent some time in the Papillion Service Center this week building computers. You see, we had a couple guys on vacation and there was just a run on desktops this week. And so we could wait till next week and just have the shops be out of desktops, or, you know, Thor could get in there and build them, because I called my son. My son is 17 now, and he's like, you know, working in the shop. And I'm like, son, we could use you in the shop today. You know, son, in my head, I'm like, there's monkey work to do, you know, repetitive, easy work that you can stand in an air-conditioned room and talk to your friends while you build computers and get paid. It's really not a bad gig. And he's like, nah, I'm playing video games today. You're like, oh, I remember when I was 17. Was I that bad? No, I wasn't. I'm Gen X. My wife saw a meme the other day, and she it said, it was some millennial person saying, and millennial people hate it when you call them millennial people. I guess it's derogatory. I didn't know that. So every time I've said millennial person, I didn't mean it in a derogatory way. I meant it as an identifying way. But the millennial person was upset because there is no derogatory term for Gen Xers. There's no... There's no way to express your I mean, if it's an old person, you say, okay, boomer, you know, that's derogatory, right? And if it's a millennial, you call them a millennial, because I guess that's derogatory. And if it's Gen Z, well, you just call them Gen Z, and it's, you know, case closed. No, I'm just kidding. But there is no derogatory term for Gen X. Why? She asked, why is that? Gen X woman responds with a video clip, because Gen Xers are old enough to know how to find your house without technology and young enough to still kick your A double dollar sign. So you don't say things to them you don't want to have come back to you with a knuckle sandwich. And I was like, oh, I like that, because, you know, that's me. Yeah. So I'm not old enough to do that anymore. And then, you know, the Gen Zs are like, and then we take care of you now, old man. I'm like, oh no. All right, 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So I was in the shop building computers, building desktops, and it strikes me, why do we have a run on desktops? Like, I thought desktops were dead, right? They've been saying that for years. The PC is dead. Everyone's going to do this or go to smartphones or go to laptops or tablets or iPads. What the heck is going on that we don't have anything with desktops anymore? So I don't know what that is. So we're going to get into that a little bit on the program as well coming up. So 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. And I just realized Aaron called into the program to let me know that something wasn't going right with the broadcast on the Facebook page. Apparently I started it on the Facebook is changing the way they do everything. So now they're switching you between pages that they want you to pay attention to. So when I'm a business owner and I say, I want to post this on the Schrock page, and I open the Schrock page, it says, hey, you haven't done anything on Schrock Business in a while, so why don't you look at that page? And then I say post, and it sends it to Schrock Business. So it sent it to the Schrock Business account, which is of course our corporate service account on Facebook. So I have just now cross posted it, not only to the Schrock page, but also to the KFAB Facebook page. So hopefully everybody should be able to jump on now. And I apologize for the confusion there. That one's on me. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the show. And the viewers start to climb as I explain what's going on. There we go. I was wondering, only two viewers today. Slow morning. Slow start, Thor. Rough stuff. Shouldn't have made fun of those millennials. I was like, oh, shoot. All right. Thank you for those of you who signed up to be holiday special testers. We are building your laptops and your desktop as we speak. I need one more desktop person who wants to do this. So if I could explain it again, a holiday special tester is somebody who pays for the holiday special, and instead of waiting until November to get theirs, they get it like now. Like, we build it in the next couple weeks and we get it to you. We have selected a case for the holiday special. It is nice. It's a little bit smaller than the normal cases we use. It's glass on the sides. It's kind of nice. It's got some weight to it. It feels like something substantial, but it's not so heavy that you can't haul it around. And the technology just fits perfectly in there. And it's nice up front in the window. You can see everything that's going on inside the computer. The cable management in this thing is a dream. Like, I actually built the first one, and I'm moving the cables through the troughs and everything, and strapping everything down, making it look all pretty. And there is a place for everything, and everything in its place. It is beautiful. You know, sometimes with our Antec cases, we have to this was supposed to be for this, but we can run a cable through there and keep it restrained out of the fan. There we go. And, you know, it doesn't look amazing, but then again, there's not a clear side panel, so it doesn't really matter as long as it just works, right? This case, because of the window on the front, everything has to look perfect inside. And it's just amazing. So we do need one more holiday special desktop tester. You pay for the computer, you get the computer early, and then you use it for, you know, we don't start the holiday special till November. So you're going to have plenty of time to use it to give us your feedback. And if there's something that we change based on your feedback, if there's something that's not working well or something that's an issue or a driver problem or something, you know, then we find it early before we send, you know, 150 of these things out the door. We modify your computer with whatever remediation that we do for everybody else's. And then we have you maybe come on the air if you're comfortable doing that to talk about your experience a little bit. So it's a fun way to get some really, really high-end technology early. This year's holiday special is the fastest computer we have ever built at Schrock. It is the most amount of memory we've ever put in a desktop computer at Schrock, or a laptop for that matter. The hard drive is the largest hard drive we've ever put in a holiday special. Everything about this is screaming 25th silver anniversary holiday special, because that's what it is. 25 years, right? I had to say that to somebody the other day. I'm like, it's our 25th anniversary for the holiday special. We want to make sure it is a big deal. And I got an email back like, what? For real? 25 years? I'm like, I know. Most people don't go to prison that long. It's amazing, isn't it? 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So how can you win this free laptop? This is what everybody's been waiting to hear. How do you win a free laptop at Schrock Innovations? Well, let me tell you. There is a competition called the Best of Omaha competition. And while we do not know who you vote for in the competition, so we have no way of knowing whether you have actually voted for Schrock Innovations or voted for, you know, Billy Bob's Computers. You know, we don't know. If you vote in the Best of Omaha, and we give you a convenient link that you can click on that will take you straight to the Vote for Schrock part of it. It's kind of nice. You click on that link, and then you can actually go to the Best of Omaha page, vote in the Best of Omaha, and possibly win yourself a free $800 laptop. You're going to select one person who participates in Best of Omaha, who votes there, submits their vote to the website. And how do you do all this stuff? It sounds complicated, Thor. How do I vote and submit it to the website? It's actually really straightforward. You go to schrockinnovations.com, and there's a little rotator thing at the top that shows you different pictures. If you scroll down below that, there's a big black box. And in that big black box, there is a link. You can just click on the big black box. And when you click on that big black box, it's going to take you to the Best of Omaha. It's that easy. I'm going to post a link right here for you. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to do. So you can get 5 entries to win in the contest just by voting in Best of Omaha. It is by far the most heavily weighted piece of the competition. However, there are some other things that you can do as well. You can share us on Facebook. You can write us a review on Facebook. You can write us a review on Yelp. There are some things that you can do additionally to gain extra entries in the competition. So I know it's like, you know, this has to be some national contest, Thor, where, you know, you're giving away an $800 computer to get people to vote for you. We have 133 total entries in the competition right now. Remember, you get 5 just for voting in Best of Omaha. So you do the math. What are your odds of winning there? Pretty darn good. 32 days left. So you can go to schrockinnovations.com, click on the black banner that talks about Best of Omaha. It'll take you right to the page. Otherwise, I did post the link here in the program notes under Facebook here. There's a link, schrockinnovations.com/win-a-new-computer. Win a new computer with dashes in the middle. It's a hard URL. It's a lot of mouthful of marbles. Just click the link. It's a lot easier. And win yourself a free Intrepid solid-state laptop valued at $800 just for voting in the Best of Omaha, which you were going to do anyway. You may as well get entered to win a free laptop for doing it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. We're going to take a quick break here, guys, on the program. When we come back, when is the right time to move to Windows 11? I've got some interesting perspective on this, and it's going to surprise you when the right time is to move. Coming up next on Compute This.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com. Every person listening to this broadcast has either experienced data loss or knows someone who has. When you think about it, you have a lot more data stored in many more places than you'd like to admit. Have you downloaded those videos from your phone, backed up the pictures on your iPad, or even tackled that sometimes daunting task of backing up your entire computer's hard drive? Most people just don't back up their stuff. And that's why Schrock Innovations has one of the most advanced data recovery centers in the Midwest. Equipped with the latest DDI data imaging devices, state-of-the-art custom recovery software, and Omaha's best data recovery technicians, Schrock Innovations has a 96.8% success rate when recovering data from damaged hard drives, flash drives, camera cards, and more. We all know we should back up our data, but if you are ever caught in a data loss nightmare, call the experts at Schrock Innovations to get your data back right where it belongs, safe and backed up on a stable hard drive.
Compute This Pro Tip 578. Technology is constantly changing, so how can you tell when the time has come to recycle your old outdated computer and invest in a new one? Experts have rules of thumb and formulas, but Schrock believes the answer is simple. You should replace your old computer when it can no longer do the things you need in a secure way. For example, you should not be using operating systems like Windows XP or Vista because they're no longer maintained by Microsoft and they're not secure. And if your computer cannot run Windows 10, it's probably time to begin saving for a replacement. If your existing computer requires a repair and that cost is 50% or more of the cost of a new computer, it might be time to consider a replacement. But keep in mind, additional costs like data transfers and important software you have to upgrade like genealogy software or Quicken. And also keep in mind that modern computers are engineered to last 18 months for a normal user. And don't worry, you are considered a normal user. Schrock modular PCs and solid-state laptops are specifically designed to last 4 to 6 years for that same normal user, saving your family money and time. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, the area's number one ranked computer repair company because we focus on service. I always tell new hires that come in, they have the video training they have to watch, and one of the things we reinforce that we beat into their young skulls of mush is that we are in the business of delivering service, and we happen to sell computers. It's not the other way around. We're not here to sell computers and happen to deliver service as a vehicle to sell the computer. It's the other way around. If you're using our computers, God bless you, we love you. If you're using an HP or a Dell or a Gateway or something like that, we'll still help you. And we'll help you just the same. We might charge you, but we're going to help you just the same. If you have one of our computers, a lot of times you get help for free because you're under warranty. So, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, we have that help available for everybody because it's a service mindset. You know, one of the things, again, talking about generational differences, you know, Gen Xers don't really care what your mission statement is. They just care that you deliver the product that you're supposed to deliver the way they expect you to deliver it. They want you to set the expectations to where they're going to be, and they want you to hit the expectations. That's how Gen Xers are. I know I am one. However, what I am being told is that millennials and Gen Z find your mission statement to be an incredibly important piece of corporate culture. What is your mission statement? Why are we here? What are we trying to do? What are the things that we're trying to accomplish as a company? And, you know, wow, you know, that's some deep thought. So my wife tells me, oh, we got to come up with a mission statement. I mean, the kids that we're recruiting right now, they want to see our mission statement. So it doesn't really matter what we think is important. They think it's important. She's right, of course. You know, this is one of the things we also drill into our new hires. You know, you're going to learn skills at Schrock that you can apply throughout your entire career because everyone is always serving a customer. Sometimes your customers are internal and sometimes they're external. In other words, sometimes your customer is your coworker, your in-house customer. You're working for the boss. You're working for the guy next to you. You're working for the other department that needs the work that you need to do to complete their work. And sometimes you're serving a customer, like at Schrock or Starbucks or, you know, something like that. You know, you're serving people. You know, it can go both ways, but if you learn a mindset of service, it will benefit you your entire career, no matter which way the world takes you. This is going to be one of those weird little threads that comes together into whatever career path you choose. Who would have ever thought I'm sitting here on the radio, right? How did that happen? Well, it was a whole bunch of stupid little threads that came together that if you tried to make it happen again, would probably never happen. But it's just amazing how life works that way. Something else that's amazing is the number of people who are still on Windows 10. I was looking at statistics. Now, here's the funny thing. We're working on a new version of Drive Advisor. I've talked about this a couple times. If you don't have Drive Advisor, make sure you install it so you get the newest version when it comes out. We're working on the interface right now. So that's the part that you see on the screen. Under the hood is all done, and it works beautifully. We're adding some transparency to this one. I told them I want the button that you can click on where it tells you exactly what data. I mean, this is the data that we're collecting about your computer and transmitting to Schrock. So you will always know exactly what we're transmitting. You will always be able to see, is this something I want Schrock to have or not? You know, and you'll see that it's just technical data about your computer. It's not even usage data. It's just the specs of your computer so that we can tell you if your hard drive is bad or your battery is bad or your solid state is too full. It's literally all automated. You know, no human looks at it because that would be the most boring job ever. But you'll know what's being sent. And I'm like, I know it's stupid. My coder looked at me like, really? And, you know, the other guys in the shop were like, you know, that's kind of cool, actually, that, you know, we're just going to tell customers what we're collecting. Like, who does that? Google doesn't do that. Facebook does certainly doesn't do it. Well, Facebook tells you they're just collecting everything. They just say everything, asterisk, little cross, you know. It's like, oh, we need permission to do everything. My wife, she got a new Kindle on Prime Day, a little for the kids, and a little cheap tablet for them to read on. And she turns it on, she powers it up. It sees our wireless network and says, we're going to automatically join this wireless network because we detected it's saved in your profile. Amazon knows my Wi-Fi password. That's trippy, right? Like, well, how do they store it? Like, it's got to be stored. I don't like that. So, you know, it's nice to know what people know about you. But one of the things that is being reported incorrectly right now is when computers go to websites, every website asks what operating system are you running. That's one of the things your VPN can obfuscate so that it always says you're running like Linux or something when you're running Windows, you know, 10. Well, Windows 10 and Windows 11 both report through some browsers as Windows 10. So when you go online and you look at usage statistics that are compiled from websites, you see that there's no Windows 11 users, which obviously doesn't make sense because there's tons of Windows 11 computers out there, that everybody's using Windows 10. And then when you dig into it a little deeper, you find there's no published numbers on this, but the adoption rate is right around 15% of computer users in the marketplace are using Windows 11, and a very small fraction are using outdated operating systems like Windows 7 or XP still, stuff like that. So, or Vista, things that are just you shouldn't be using. So very, very small, single digit. Low single digit, I should say. So all single digits are small. So low single digits, people are using those operating systems. The vast majority, you know, 70% of users are still using Windows 10. Why? Because Windows 10 works. It's stable. All of your programs and printers and accessories work with it. Why change what works? Makes sense. So in 2025, however, what's going to happen is Microsoft is going to pull support for Windows 10. When that happens, you're no longer going to get security updates. It will become one of the operating systems like Windows 7 or Vista or XP that you just can't run anymore and be safe. Manufacturers will stop making drivers that are compatible with your hardware. Now, the problem with this is, the frustrating thing is, a lot of you have Windows 10 computers that are perfectly great computers. They're like 7th gen Intel i7s. I mean, they're beautiful computers. They do everything you need to do plus some. And you're just going to have to throw them away because Microsoft dictated that they don't meet the security requirements of Windows 11. Now, at first, when they said this, everybody just kind of, you know, maybe I'm a cynic, but I'm like, yeah, this is just another way for Microsoft to sell more licenses because they got to get people. You don't, if you keep your computer for 10 years, you only buy Windows 10 one time. If you buy a computer every 18 months like Dell wants you to do or HP wants you to do, you're going to buy a new Windows license every couple of years and Microsoft makes a lot more money. So if we have an event that forces all these old Windows 10 people out and moves them all to Windows 11, isn't that a good thing for business? So that was the cynic's view. In reality, after myself using Windows 11 now for nearly 2 years, the security requirements are absolutely astronomical. I'm building new computers in the Papillion Service Center, guys. These are brand new motherboards that were manufactured this year. I have to update the BIOS on the motherboard, the programming of the motherboard, before I can build the computer to get the security to be compliant with Windows 11. That's how stringent the security is. It is so much more secure than Windows 10, so much more resilient against ransomware and other types of infections, so many more tools that Sophos and other security applications can use to keep you safe, that it's becoming a problem. Windows 10 is becoming a problem because it's becoming so much less secure than Windows 11. Because you see, Microsoft this fall is going to push out a big two, they're going to call it, 2.3H2 is going to be the new update. It's going to be one of those safe upgrade updates, like the version upgrade, or they're going to upgrade your version of Windows. But you see, only Windows 11 users are going to get it, because Windows 10 users don't get security upgrades anymore. You see what's happening? You're becoming a second-class citizen if you're on Windows 10. You're not getting that level of service. You're becoming that person that if you have compatible hardware. The other day, Microsoft's doing that thing now where they reverse the options. Like, are you sure you don't want to cancel? Yes or no? Wait, hold on. Follow the bouncing ball, carry the one. Am I sure I do not want to cancel? So that means, am I sure I do want to cancel? Yes or no? And so you click a button, and then you end up with Windows 11 the next day, and you're like, I didn't want to do this, but it's done, so I guess I'll just have to live with it. This is the same thing with Windows 10, guys, when they forced everyone to upgrade. So when is the right time to move to Windows 11? The right time to move is as soon as you're capable of doing it. Honestly, the Windows 11 is not dramatically different from Windows 10. I haven't met a printer yet that will run under Windows 10 and not under Windows 11. So your printers, your scanners, all those devices are fine. And if they're not, we can help get them sorted out for you so they work. Software, haven't found any programs that have problems with Windows 11. The only thing we have seen is the security level is absolutely astronomical on Windows 11. So if you still have a Windows 10 computer, number one, and your hardware is compatible for Windows 11, you should make that jump. If the computer asks you to do it, you should do it. If you want us to do it, of course we'll do it for you. Now, number two, if your hardware is not Windows 11 compatible, it sure is a shame you have to throw away all that hardware. So coming up next on the program, we're going to tell you another option that will help save you some money on your computer, especially if it's a Schrock build or some other company's, any kind of custom build. It's a little tougher to do this with Dells and HPs because they make it tough, but sometimes we can, but it's a little harder. But we're going to tell you how you can save some money, go to Windows 11, and keep the majority of the hardware you already have that you've already paid for, coming up next on Compute This.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more, all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win! Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Compute This pro tip number 700. All aim to find a way into your computer. Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases, even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. We have four locations to help you out when you're having trouble with your computer, when you need service, when you need support, when you just need some help. You can check us out in Lincoln, the OG Schrock Innovations location, just south of 15th and Pine Lake Road. Next, we've got Omaha, 168th and Burke Street in Papillion. Sorry, I'm still choking on that Lincoln address. It's so weird because nobody drives down 15th, okay? And if you're from Lincoln, you know nobody drives down 15th and Pine Lake. You drive down 14th and Pine Lake. But you see, the building faces the opposite direction of 14th Street, so it's technically 15th Street. So we're just off of 14th and Pine Lake or 15th and Pine Lake. If you get in that general block, you'll find us. And then Omaha 168th and Burke across the street from the Village Point Shopping Center. Papillion 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center. And of course, the newest Schrock Innovations in West Des Moines, Iowa. We love you, Chris and Jackson out there. Rocking that location at 9500 University Avenue. Getting amazing reviews from customers. I had to go through and do my weekly Google review, you know, thanking or apologizing, just depending on what the review was. Everybody's got an opinion. So, you know, you go and you deal with it. And some of them are real and some of them aren't. And a lot of the one stars are actually fake. You'll know if I think it's a fake review if I'm like, I can't seem to find you anywhere in our customer records. If you could, please give me a call and I'd be happy to make this right for you. In other words, anybody else reading that response will be like, this guy has a fake review. He's from Europe. I mean, I was in from Deutschland and, it doesn't happen. But anyway, so yeah, you can check us out there. But any of those four locations, we're happy to help you out with your computer needs. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091 if you're outside the metro area. And of course, as we do every week, we'll be giving away a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate to one person who calls or contributes to the program. And that's what Paul has done. Paul, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
No sweat.
Two quick questions. At one time, did you say you needed a grounded outlet for these surge protectors to work? I'm in an older house and I'll always have to buy an adapter that transfers to the two plug-in system instead of the plug-in system.
Yeah, in fact, for any surge protector to work, you must have a grounded outlet.
Okay, that answers number one. And then why can't you have Roger answer the telephone on the after Schrock radio program, then? Does he have to leave to preach at a church or something important like that instead of answering our phone calls?
Yes, he does leave for the Church of Roger. No, I'm just kidding. No, he actually, you know, has like a job here and has to like do things. You know, he works for iHeart, so he's got to do some stuff. But during the after Schrock, we're not piped through. It's weird because I'm still in the studio, but I could do the after Schrock from my house. I could do it from my car. I could do it from anywhere because we're not utilizing the radio station's infrastructure at that point, aside from the internet connection. Let me give you an example. There's tons of stuff that happens in a week that just doesn't fit into a Compute This program. What is the purpose of this program? The purpose of this program is to entertain, to inform, to compel you to do your business with Schrock Innovations. That's the point.
Yes.
Now, we have a story that we're going to talk about during the after Schrock. Gary Saddlemeyer calls me on Monday and says, Thor, I have a question for you. I want to talk to you after the after Schrock in my office. Do you have a few minutes for me? And I'm like, all week long, I'm like, what in the world does Gary Saddlemeyer want to talk to me about that he's coming in on a Sunday morning after the after Schrock at my convenience to have me talk to him in his office? I mean, can you Tucker Carlson an advertiser? Does that happen? Like,
that Mohammed is going to the mountain or whatever it is. He's coming to you, and that's where you are at.
Well, he is definitely the mountain. All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call today. See, it's that easy, guys. And there's our plug for the Aftershock, all woven together beautifully. Radio magic. I love it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So one of the things I mentioned earlier, that I was building computers in the Papillion Service Center. And it's not a complex task. It's a repetitive task, right? So, you know, and the, that day, the night before, Austin, he didn't sleep very good. So he was really tired and he was having trouble like staying focused and on task because he was so incredibly tired. So I was trying not to talk to him because, you know, I don't want to distract him. And I had headphones in my pocket, but I get on the young guys for wearing headphones at work. So the boss can't come in with headphones on. So, oh, shoot, can't even listen to my music. All right. So, well, I'll just keep building computers and listening to the phone calls and listening to what's going on around me in the shop and, you know, doing the responsible managerial thing. So I'm building computers, building endeavors, building boundlesses, building ventures. And I'm like, why do I have so many of these to build? Like literally, while I was building, we got a delivery of 100 more Antec cases. We had, and of course, they didn't send them on a truck with a lift gate, and we don't have a loading dock. So it's like, we had to climb up. The guy was so perturbed. We had to climb up into the back of his semi, and we had to break the pallets down in his semi and hand the boxes down one at a time, 100 boxes. It only took a few minutes. And we truck all those in. I'm like, great, now I got 100 more to build, you know? It's like it never ends. But seriously, though, why? What's going on that we're selling so many desktops? Because laptops are like, you know, everybody wants a laptop. So why are we selling so many desktops? And as I'm building, the thought occurs to me. When is the last time I've been into a retail store that sells technology that I have seen a desktop? When is the last time that has happened? I have no idea. If you go into, you know, Best Buy, they'll have one, literally one desktop. It's powered with a laptop power adapter. I mean, it's literally a laptop in a big box of air without a screen that you have to buy a screen for to go on the side. But it looks like a desktop, so everyone's like, yay, desktop me. If you go to the Mart, there's more than one, but they're all gaming computers. They're all like super high-end, like graphics cards and, you know, all the stuff that you don't need if you're a normal casual user, or if you're somebody who's using it for business that you don't want to pay for because you're never going to utilize that. And then it occurs to me, we are literally the only place in town that you can go and buy a normal desktop computer anymore. And by normal, what I mean is not a laptop in a big box of air and not a flipping, you know, attack helicopter computer, you know, like something that's just normal. Something that is like, there's normal for the AOL grandma, and there's normal for, you know, Gen X business person, and there's normal for, I like to play a game once in a while, but mostly this is for work, you know? There's normal for that guy too. And it's all available in one place. You can customize it any way you want, and the price is about the same as what you would pay in a box store. And I was like, huh. That kind of worked out. Not that we planned it that way or anything, but no, it kind of worked out because I remember when we started Schrock Innovations, you'd go into some place like Best Buy and there was literally three aisles of desktop computers to choose from. There were Compaqs and there were Gateways and there were HPs. And they were all different brands, all these different, they were E-machines and Dells and all, I mean, all these different brands you could choose from, different options, different configurations you could buy. And, you know, they all had 3x5 cards on them. And you ask the guy at Best Buy, which one's better? And he'd be like, this one has a bigger hard drive. It must be better. You're like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But you didn't know any better. So you're just like, hey, yeah, that sounds great. I'll buy that one. And you take it home. I did that when I was, you know, before I was me. You know, everybody bought a computer from Best Buy at some point. Well, you can't do that anymore. It's just not there. The inventory is not there. The selection's not there. The choices aren't there. And as a result, this is one of the things that my wife and I talk about. We go to the mall, and it's just heartbreaking to walk through a mall. If you haven't done it in a while, go out to your local mall and walk through it and play a little game where you count the empty bays. You know, what's really bad is when they put those fake, like they wrap the bay and it looks like a bakery inside. My special needs daughter walks by and she's like, ooh, cookies. And you're like, no, that's a fake store. There's no cookies in there. It's a fake cookie store. She's like, sure, mom, fake cookie store. Yeah, I'm going to believe that. Who puts up a fake cookie store, mom? Yeah, you'd be surprised, you know. So you play that game in the mall and it's heartbreaking because I see this beautiful building and I see all this retail space and all the potential here and all the things that could be. Aren't going to be for a number of reasons. But if you've tried to buy clothes anywhere and you've had to go online to buy your clothes, you know how frustrating it is. You have to buy two different sizes. If it's made in China, you have to buy three different sizes because they don't know how big Americans are, apparently. You know, because it's like, I ordered a medium and I got like, it looks like my daughter could wear it. It's frustrating to have to buy things and ship them back. And then now everyone is shortening the return windows. Used to be during the pandemic, it was 90 days to return some clothing if you bought it. Now that's down to 30 days. My wife got stuck with a bunch of packages of stuff she didn't want because she missed the return day by one day because they'd shortened it. I mean, it's frustrating to buy clothes and things like that and computers online. Where are you going to go if you're a business to buy a computer right now? If you need a desktop workstation for your employees, you're going to go to Dell. Really? I mean, that's about it, right? Maybe HP.com, but most places are going to go to Dell.com and buy their computer at Dell.com. They don't even consider the opportunity that they have to have a local computer built for them with support and service attached to it. It's, as I'm building computers, this is what I'm thinking about. And that's our modular desktops, guys. They can be configured any way you want. They can be set up to be as basic as you need or as high-end as you need. But inside, here's the special sauce. All you competitors listening right now, here is the secret ingredient to the modular computer. Same hardware in each one. Different options. Same motherboard in each computer. Different configurations. So if you buy the cheap one, we can make it the expensive one later. A couple upgrades. That's all it needs. Oh, a couple upgrades. We can upgrade your processor. We can upgrade your memory. We can upgrade your... And then, as I was mentioning earlier... If you have a computer that you bought at Schrock that can't go to Windows 11, we can upgrade the entire core. That's the motherboard, processor, memory, all the worky bits in the middle. We can take those out, put new worky bits in. I'm a worky bits assembler. That's on my business card. And you keep your case. You keep your power supply. You keep your DVD drive. You keep your hard drives. You keep all these other pieces of hardware that work just fine that you've already paid for. And you just replace the parts you need to replace and you save like $300. Costs like $625 to do a core upgrade. That's if you need everything. Some people just need a new chip, one chip, to get Windows 11 compatible. You can save a boatload. Don't throw your hardware away before you talk to somebody at Schrock because we can make your desktop in many cases compatible with Windows 11. Laptops, there's nothing we can do with those. They are what they are. That is how it is. You're going to have to junk that. The good news is, though, laptops don't usually last as long. Schrocks last 4 to 6 years. HP, Dell, about 18 months, 24 months. So you're probably ready for an upgrade by now. Anyway, and when you upgrade, you'll get a Windows 11 laptop. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take our final break of the program here, guys. But when we come back, what happened to all the users at Threads? Do you remember Threads? The Twitter killer. The answer to Elon Musk's evil free speech platform, where people can be offended with words. We're going to tell you where all the users went from Threads coming up next on Compute This.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you
need for all of your needs. And all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. And now, Compute This Pro tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks. Final segment of the show, but guess what? It doesn't have to end here. We will do the after Schrock at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. I'm going to double check the page this time. I need to Facebook change it on me. But I will make sure it's on facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. We'll start up the after Schrock. We got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about, and I'll answer any questions, the normal stuff that we do during the after Schrock there. And then after that, well, then I'm going to go home. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I was like, after that, well, then I'm done. Yeah, after the after Schrock, I'm off for like a week, and I just have to go do businessy stuff again. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. That's the number to join us on the program today. So one of the things, you know, when the pandemic was in its throes, and I feel like now we can talk a little bit more openly about things that went on during that time and not worry as much about being censored. Facebook is still censoring quite a bit, so I'm going to be very generic in my comments here. So is YouTube, actually. We got a strike against us the other day because I said something about a mask, and then that disagreed with official CDC doctrine, and it earned us a strike on YouTube. So I have to be careful. That's why the after Schrock doesn't get rebroadcast on YouTube anymore, just on Rumble, because the after Schrock is where you hear the truth, man. No, but I mean, we can be a little more open about what's being said, right? Because during the pandemic, it was kind of scary. Yeah. Like, you post things on social media, and if you disagreed with the current thing, you literally would get plowed under. People who were your friends or your family, my wife, she knows somebody who's, you know, what's the lip color stuff? I can't think of the name of it now. Oh, gosh. She used to buy lipsticks. Like, it's kind of like an Avon thing, but I can't think of the name. She's going to tell me what it is. But during the pandemic, you know, this person and my wife, you know, she basically told my wife she was stupid or that she was a bad person because of her opinions on pandemic related things. She didn't say it like that. She said it in a very kind of Karen way. But, you know, she said it. And so then now that the pandemic is over and she's, you know, reaching out to get her side hustle going again, she just reaches out like nothing ever happened. And it's like, no, I haven't forgotten how you treated me. So no, I'm going to choose to not do business with you. I can buy my lip gloss from somebody else. You know, there's lots of people who sell this stuff. So anyway, mystery, my wife just texted me, the mystery lives on. Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that during the after Schrock. But anyway, the funny thing is we learned during the pandemic that censorship is a real thing, that you can be absolutely silenced by powers that are more powerful than you. And it happened to a lot of people. And, you know, I hadn't used my Twitter account in a long time because I just never really got into it. I never really took the time to understand the culture and how it worked and everything. And honestly, a lot of stuff on there I disagreed with. So I was like, why am I going to be part of a community that I don't want to be a part of? That doesn't seem to make sense. And it was pretty obvious during the pandemic that Twitter didn't want me in their community. Neither did Facebook, really. Neither did any of the social media companies. So YouTube certainly didn't want me around. So because of my beliefs, because of the thoughts in my head, I was a second-class person. And that's not how America is supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to express your thoughts, ideas, and opinions. And if you're an idiot, that will show through when you express your thoughts, ideas, and opinions. And other people can say, you know, bless his heart, you know. It's like, he's an idiot, but we love him. But he's the idiot we love. Or other people can express their thoughts and you can say, that's a good point. Or I hadn't thought of that. Or I used to believe something different than that. But that makes me think about my beliefs a little bit. And of course, we don't express that. That makes me think about my beliefs. You know, we don't say it like that. But, you know, you've all read something where you believed. OK, for example, Reader's Digest told me when I was like 13. Or maybe it was TV Guide. I don't know. There was an article. Africanized killer bees were in Texas and soon they would be in Nebraska. And I'm like, I remember like sitting at the table reading this with my grandma. And I'm like, Grandma, the killer bees are coming. What are we going to do? And she just shakes her head. Wisdom. She's like, you just ignore it. It's just TV Guide. Look, what time is MASH on? You know, you can turn the page. Anyway, what I'm trying to say here is there was censorship. Is a real thing. And when you restrict people's opinions, you lose the ability to gain knowledge. So Elon comes along and jawbones his way into accidentally buying Twitter. Because let's not pretend that that wasn't all. I mean, come on. He paid way too much for it. I mean, anyone who says he's like playing 4D chess is like, no. $42.20 a share, $4.20 a share. Come on. So anyway, he buys Twitter and decides that he's going to allow a lot of these banned thoughts to be spoken. Now, maybe you don't agree with them. You don't have to follow that person. You don't have to read their stuff, but it's going to be spoken. And that was not tolerated. So Threads comes along and Threads is going to kill Twitter because Threads represents the censorship and the state control, indirect state control, of course, of conversations, thoughts, opinions, and feelings on social media. And they leverage their Instagram network to get millions of followers to jump onto Threads in just days. And it looks like this is really bad for Twitter. Like, this is really bad. Twitter engagement goes down because people are looking at Threads. Everyone's on Threads now. I'm on Threads. I'm an influencer. You should be on Threads too. The influencers, you know what? If the influencers didn't get their people to move to Threads, they wouldn't see the influencers' content anymore. That's why the influencers all said move to Threads. It wasn't because it was better or because it was awesome. It was because they wanted to still sell you stuff. But nobody said that. Everybody moves to Threads. Well, then what happened? All of a sudden, after the first week, the user engagement on Threads drops through the floor. 20% down day over day, day after day. People stopped. Time spent on app. Drop, 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 drop. Twitter back up to normal again. Everybody went and checked it out. And they said, hey, look, it's Twitter from 2010. And then they moved on. So I'm not so sure that Meta's new Twitter killer isn't just another metaverse, unfortunately for them. All right, real quick, I think we have time for Don. Don, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Well, Thor, I just wanted to maybe give you a hand here in your directional sense.
All righty.
You're not between 14th and 15th on Pine Lake. Because to an old guy like me, when you say you're there, that means you're at that intersection, and that's a whole little shopping center. You're about 100 yards south of there.
We are 7501 South 15th Street is the precise address. But you see, nobody knows what that means. If I say just south of 14th and Pine Lake, you know, maybe they can find us.
Yeah, but if you say that, but you said you were at 15th and Pine Lake.
Oh, well, thank you for the correction.
And see, being a teacher,
All right. Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. And Don, congratulations. You sniped the $25 gift certificate as well. You are the winner, and we'll get a hold of you here on Monday. Thanks for joining us, guys. See you again next week.